In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're on June 15th, 1926. Jesus says to Louisa, "My daughter, the triumph of my most holy divine will is connected with creation and redemption." So we see this under creation as the Father. Father creates all that exists. Redemption, Jesus comes to redeem mankind. And now sanctification, that's the triumph of God's holy divine will. There, everything's interconnected. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming to the earth. And our Lord says this can be called one single triumph. And since a woman was the cause of the ruin of humanity, mankind, it was a virgin woman, Mary. So after 4,000 years, letting my holy humanity unite to the eternal Word, be born of Mary, provided the remedy for the ruin of fallen humanity. Okay, so with Our Lady's fiat, first the fiat lux, let there be light, and the whole universe, the creation happened. The fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother, the incarnation took place. Okay, so Jesus is showing it was part of God's plan to redeem mankind. And he says now the remedy for humanity is formed. He says, it is my holy divine will alone to be left without full completion. And while it has the prime act, both in creation and redemption. Okay, so the prime act of God, this one act of God that is creation, redemption, and sanctification is happening. This is why after 2,000 years more, we, the triune God, have chosen another virgin, Louisa, as the triumph and fulfillment of our holy divine will. So what Jesus and Mary did, the new Adam and the new Eve, Christ coming and taking the place of Adam, of all mankind, dying on the cross, shedding every drop of his blood, because the Lord has done this, we are redeemed. And now God says this, now we have to give this life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, to a human, to humanity. It has to be somebody. And he says, forming its kingdom in your soul, Louisa. So this abundant life of Jesus and Mary that the church desires, when we look at the lives of the saints, tell us to go to Jesus. And then go to Mary. It's the new Adam and the new Eve. This is the life that our God wants us to possess. So a human, the first human has to possess this. And they chose Louisa. This is why you don't see living in the divine will from any saint. The saints showed us how to do the will of God. And to live in the divine will, to live in this abundant life of Jesus and Mary. This was given to Louisa alone. And that's why when you first read this, you go, well, it sounds familiar. The saints talked about this. In a way, yes, doing the will of God. That's volume 1 through volume 10. How to become a divine mirror of Jesus. How to become a saint. And now Jesus and Mary are teaching Louisa how to live in the divine will as Jesus lived in it. As Mary lived in it. And this is the thing that's so exciting, to enter into the divine will of God is to enter into, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So Jesus says, they chose another virgin, Louisa, as the triumph and fulfillment of the holy divine will. Now, Our Lady's triumph, we pray for the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What is the triumph? It's that we become like her son. We become like her. not completely, but we have that, if you want to say, spiritual DNA of Jesus and Mary. So what does Our Lady say to Father Gobi? Our Lady said to Father Gobi, and Our Lady speaks to her beloved priest, that the triumph will be of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, her Immaculate Heart, the triumph of her Immaculate Heart will begin in Mexico City. Why Mexico City? Well, when the writings of Luisa were released, the first place that they went was to Mexico City, to a small prayer group under Acuña, a man who talked to Cardinal Ratzinger and really helped bring about the process of the canonization of Luisa Picaretta. And so they were reading volume 1 through volume 19 in Italian. They learned Italian and they were studying this right from the Italian. That these are the books that St. Honorable de Francia printed up in the 1920s. As they studied this, as they read this, when the writings came out, they, by the grace of God, received the writings of Luisa first. So they read from volume 1 through volume 19, and now they read from volume 20 through volume 36. So they were the first group that read all 36 volumes, and Our Lady said to Father Gobi in 1997, she said, everything's completed. It's begun. It started. Everything that Our Lady told Father Gobi is now in process. The triumph has begun in Mexico City. So our Lord is showing us that forming His kingdom in Luisa, making itself known with these knowledges, with these truths, with these promises that Jesus gave to Luisa. He says, my divine will has given you, Luisa, its hand to raise you, Luisa. This is Luisa. To living in the unity of its light, the living in the oneness of what God wanted for Adam, and what Adam lost now because of the redemption, because Jesus redeeming us, and now Our Lady co-redeeming with Christ, with Jesus on Calvary, this unity of its light is now given to Luisa, so that you, Luisa, Jesus says, may form your life in the divine will, and the divine will may form its life in you, Luisa. So this oneness begins again, the oneness that Adam lost. Now, the fullness of it hasn't occurred. It was given to Luisa. So Jesus says to Luisa, everything that I possess and that my mother possesses has been given to you, Luisa. Well, what hasn't been given to Luisa yet? It's the glorified body. Jesus was ascended into heaven with a glorified body. Mary was assumed into heaven with a glorified body. The only thing left is this, if you want to say, receiving this glorified body. So what we are waiting for, and Jesus says, this great event that's going to occur where the whole world will become Catholic is, Basically, the miracle that's coming is Luisa. And when you read the 36 volumes, when you really get into what the 36 volumes are about, it's to help us understand what Jesus says here. He says, having formed its dominion in you, Luisa, it forms the connection through which to communicate this dominion to other creatures. Now, we just went through in the election 2020, this dominion. That's the lie that the evil one wants us. He wants to take over what God is going, what God has planned. But Jesus says, having it formed its dominion in Luisa, the true dominion in Luisa, it forms its connection to which it communicates this true dominion to other people, other souls. And this is where we are right now. So the souls that are reading the Book of Heaven are entering into this union that Jesus has with Luisa. And just as it descended into the womb of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, the Word did not remain in it for Our Lady alone, but formed the connection of communication for all mankind, those who want this life of Jesus. And I, Jesus says, gave myself to everyone as the remedy for all people. And the same will happen with you, Louisa. So Jesus is saying what happened in redemption, the whole world beginning to understand who Jesus is, the Son of God is, and Mary, Theotokos, the mother of God, Jesus now says, now it's going to happen with you, Louisa. Having formed its kingdom in you, Louisa. Okay, this is what God gave to Louisa. My supreme volition forms the communications to make itself known to all mankind. Everything I, Jesus, have told you, Louisa, about the divine will, the knowledges that I, Jesus, have given you, Louisa, is basically the way and the how of living in my divine will, making known to you, Louisa, how the divine will wants, how the divine will yearns for humanity to return back into the arms and to enter once again back into his origin of the eternal will of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit from which he came. He says, these promises, these knowledges, these truths that I have manifested to you, Louisa, in the Book of Heaven, he says, are all ways of communication. They are bonds of love, transmission of light, a breeze to make them breathe this air of my divine will. What does that mean? As God breathed into the dust, this ruah of God, this breath of God into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. We say Adam, and with our human intellect, we think a human. God breathed into the dust, and what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. That's what Adam was all about. And now Jesus says, I want this to be returned to mankind. So Jesus comes to earth to redeem. Our Lady co-redeems with him on Calvary, with Jesus on Calvary. Why? So that we can go back to where we were before the fall. And this is what he's saying, breathing in that breath of God, that ruah of God, to what? To restore what God originally planned, to be in God's image and likeness. This is the amazing thing about the Book of Heaven. It's like basically it's not a new Bible. It's not to destroy anything that God has given us in the Holy Catholic Church, but to what he's doing is he's saying, I want you to have more. I want you to have what God originally planned, what the Father originally intended, that we begin to live in his holy divine will. This is what God is waiting for. So this breath of the air of my divine will, this ruah of God, this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he says, is therefore, it will disinfect the air, the air of the human will. Again, let's go back to the DNA of Adam and Eve. What was it like? The DNA of Adam was in the image and likeness of God. Our DNA says get old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and become food for worms. That was not part of God's plan. And Jesus now wants to bring us back to where we were before the fall. So therefore, this breath of God that disinfects the air of the human will, and with like a mighty wind, this is so great, to conquer and uproot the most rebellious human wills. God wins. God wins. All that the evil one has done from the beginning, all that he has done is going to be repaired and redone by the little children, the holy divine will. This is why we pray, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your spirit, this breath, to breathe in us, and we will be recreated. This is what the divine will is all about. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us, through humanity. But it has to start from one person. And like with the Franciscans started with Francis, the Benedictines started with Benedict, the Dominicans started with Dominic. It always has to start with one person. Jesus has breathed this breath of God in Louisa. This ruah of God, this spirit of God, has been breathed, the Ruah of God, into Louisa, this dust. And everything is going to be disinfected. Everything's going to be conquered. Everything's going to be uprooted, even the most rebellious human wills. So God has got great plans, and we're in them. And as we read, God teaches us more and more. As we study, we become happier and happier because of what God is going to do soon. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, and all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.